Hey ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The more MQLs, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hi, it's Bridget Todd, host of There Are No Girls on the Internet. Listen, technology has made our lives easier in some ways, but it's also made us homebodies, scrolling mindlessly. Well, you get the point. Let Rails to Trails Conservancy unstick you from home. When you get out on a trail and get to walking, you'll feel so good. Trust me. You'll see that being out on the trail is so much more than a day outside. It's good for your soul. Get ideas for getting outside on the trail from Rails to Trails Conservancy, the nation's largest trails, walking, and biking advocacy organization. Visit railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails. One of my favorite conversations I've ever had on There Are No Girls on the Internet is with a writer who was targeted and harassed online about how she continues to stay safe while doing visible work on the internet. Without missing a beat, she said, "Anybody worried about online harassment should sign up for Delete Me." I signed up for Delete Me right then and there, and I personally recommend it to anyone. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. Now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and use promo code NOGIRLS at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and enter code NOGIRLS at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/nogirls, code NOGIRLS. There Are No Girls on the Internet is a production of iHeartRadio and Unbossed Creative. I'm Bridget Todd, and this is There Are No Girls on the Internet. It's that time again. That's right. Happy Spotify Wrapped season to all who celebrate. For users of the music streaming platform Spotify, this is the time of year when we get our Wrapped, a visual breakdown of how much and what kinds of music we spent the year listening to. Spotify first debuted its year in music in 2015, but 2 years later, they added statistics about which artists and how much time Spotify users spent listening. In 2019, artist Jewel Hamm, who was then an intern at Spotify, designed the pleasing social media-friendly layout to communicate this data visually, which leads us to the Spotify Wrapped that takes over our social media feeds this time of year. And it really takes over. According to CNN, in the first hour of Spotify Wrapped's 2021 release, the Twitter search showed the hashtag Spotify Wrapped had been used over 14,000 times. So why do we love Spotify Wrapped so much? And what does it tell us about our online selves? Now, we know that Spotify relies on algorithms and artificial intelligence to surface music that we might like. It's actually one of the main draws of Spotify over other music streaming platforms. Who doesn't like the idea of a robot curating personalized playlists for us while we sleep? But if we're consuming music because Spotify's algorithm has picked it for us based on our habits and what that algorithm has been able to glean about our habits and identity, that means our Spotify Wrapped isn't so much a reflection of who we truly are in our heart of hearts, as it is a reflection of who we are as defined by Spotify's AI. They don't just show me my own tastes, preferences, and identity. They also shape them. So when Spotify gives me my Wrapped for the year, they're not just showing me that these are the preferences of a 30-something Black queer arty woman. It's also kind of creating what that identity means. When we post our Spotify Wrapped on social media, we're trying to tell the world something about who we are. And we're looking to see if our tastes are more impressive, more cringy, more hip, or more refined than our friends. And in this way, Spotify has done a great job of turning surveillance, the kind of thing that many of us would be uncomfortable with in any other context, into a fun digital personal branding opportunity. To be clear, I am very much not above this. And in this special holiday episode of There Are No Girls on the Internet, I'm sitting down with my producer, Mike, to take my very first look at my own Spotify Wrapped for the year and dig into what it says about my identity in this very weird digital age we all find ourselves in. I just hope it's not too embarrassing to do in this podcast. So I really got to start this conversation by lifting up Jewel Hamm, the multimedia visual artist who created what we know as Spotify Wrapped today. Spotify Wrapped did exist before Jewel, but the kind of Spotify Wrapped that we see taking over our social media feeds, if your feed is anything like mine, Jewel really did champion when she was an intern at Spotify in 2019. And I feel like she really didn't get her due. That is tale as old as time when it comes to technology. Whenever there is something cool or interesting or unique or creative, especially if it's not a hard tech thing, 9 times out of 10, there is a woman and a Black woman behind it. So shout out to Jewel, also Howard University grad. So we wouldn't even be having this conversation if not for her.
It is interesting how the Wrapped is such a visual thing when we think about it, because it's audio, right? We're listening to, and it's a list of the top songs that or tracks that we've listened to. But when I think about rap, I think about a list that looks aesthetically good, is tailor-made for social media. That I think that's really what made it a thing that people talk about.
Oh, absolutely. And I think like that's something that's so funny about Spotify Wrapped. I even feel a little bit weird making this episode because I feel like Spotify Wrapped, posting it on social media is a little bit like that old George Carlin bit where my stuff is stuff and everybody else's stuff is shit. Like, everybody thinks their Spotify Wrapped has something interesting or unique about them personally, and then nobody actually wants to look at anybody else's Spotify Wrapped. You're just like, oh, good for you. You listened to Tame Impala. Well done. But when you post your own, you feel like you're really saying something about who you are as a person. And kudos to Spotify, because that is some really good marketing that they have been able to make it so that people feel so like it really says something about who they are when they post this on their social media feed.
It's true. And as like a data person, I really was thinking about like what it said about me. Like, my Wrapped is crazy this year. I was so surprised at what was there. But I think it was like it's not like it's a representative sample of what I've been listening to during the year. It's a sample of what I've been listening to on Spotify. So it's like, well, what do I use Spotify for? I use it to play albums, and I use it to create stations. I used to hate the idea of just trusting an algorithm to choose media for me to listen to. But I guess at some point during the pandemic, I just completely said fuck it and went with it. And it's actually great. Like, they do an amazing job of just creating a playlist of songs that I want to hear based on something that I put up there.
Okay, so I have so much to say about this. First of all, it is so funny. So as we know, Spotify is definitely algorithmically driven. And so it's like, oh, looks like you've spent a lot of time listening to sad ass Bo Burnham songs this year. And it's like, that's what you fucking surface me, algorithm. You know that's what I listen to because you've been surfacing it to me this whole year. So absolutely true. It is it's like the kind of cheeky little like, oh, it looks like you spent a lot of time listening to blah. It's like they know because their algorithm surfaces it to you. So absolutely true. And I do think this year, you know, I'm going to dig into my own Spotify Wrapped in a minute, which I hope is not embarrassing. But I do think in pre-pandemic, I would definitely be excited to show my Spotify Wrapped on social media, even though I just said, like, people post their Spotify Wrapped on social media, and does anybody really care? I definitely was not above that and definitely did it, and, like, will do it this year as well. But pre-pandemic, I was much prouder of the music because I feel like it said something different about me.
I feel like 2020 and especially 2021, weird years. I don't know what they say about me. I feel like it's like, wow, what a weird year I've had. I can't even tell you if I listen to a lot of music. Some of the stats on my Spotify Wrapped, I'm like, did I really listen to that song this much? Like, that seems weird. I just think it's a weird year. And as we experience things in our real life, like the pandemic and the insurrection and like other real life crises, it is so interesting to see how that is reflected through data points that we consumed on in a digital interface. It's very interesting. And I feel like, yeah, pre-pandemic, I would have said my Spotify Wrapped says something about me. I don't know what it is, but something. This year especially, I'm like, I don't even know if I trust this because it seems so out of whack with how I feel and who I am. Been a weird year.
Yeah, it's been a weird year.
So should I get into my Spotify Wrapped?
Yeah, I think you should. I think, you know, it's, we're at the end of the year, it's December, it's nice to take a break from a lot of the negative stuff we often talk about, and let's just talk about some music.
Let's talk about some music. So this is, I'm going to dig into this. I guess we should get into it. Yeah. If you recognize that, that it's actually my first number one. Okay. I thought it was clever.
It was all right.
So I'm going to give y'all my top three. My number one played song of 2021 is Doja Cat's Get Into It. And honestly, I'm not mad at it. I love Doja Cat. She can be a little problematic, but you know, I like her. Get Into It is definitely a song that I listen to pretty frequently, and it's not surprising to me that I'm a little surprised it's my number one, but I'm not mad at it. I'll take it.
I feel like Doja Cat has songs that just get in your head.
Yes, that is absolutely true. I spent probably a year talking about how I wasn't a cat. I was a cow moo, if you know that Doja Cat song. So definitely Doja Cat, earworms.
Does she have a lot going on TikTok?
Oh, her being my number one, it's definitely the TikTok influence on my listening habits. A couple of other songs that are big on my Spotify Wrapped, Pink Panthers, another musician who was huge on TikTok, who was in my Spotify Wrapped. But The Anxiety and Willow Smith, that song, Meet Me at Our Spot, huge on TikTok. I'm sorry for just singing. I know that probably sounded bad. But yeah, I definitely see the TikTok influence on my Spotify Wrapped. Definitely a lot of songs I didn't know before. I heard on TikTok and then found on Spotify and saved and listened to over and over and over again in 2021, apparently.
Huh. So now we've got the TikTok algorithm driving what you see, which then drives what you listen to on Spotify.
Well, yeah, I often feel like the algorithms are working in tandem. It's like the TikTok algorithms got me. The Spotify algorithms got me. It's like an intersecting algorithm. I'm just a slave to whatever they surface to me. And I'm just like, yes, give me more. Yes.
That'll be a new area of intersectionality of like how the algorithms intersect.
Yes. Honestly, speaking of Bo Burnham, he's got this line in Inside where he's like, Daddy made some content just for you, so open wide. That's kind of how I feel. Just like, yes, give it to me. Give it to me. All right, so let's get into my number two on my Spotify Wrapped, which is a little bit of an outlier. It is the song Jet by Wings. If you are a listener who is in your 20s or early 30s, you're probably like, I don't know what this is.
I think people know Wings.
I don't think people know Wings. So for people who don't know Wings, Wings is an offshoot band of the Beatles started by Paul McCartney.
Sir Paul McCartney.
Sir Paul McCartney in the 80s. This song came out in like 1987, so definitely not a current hit. I have a soft spot for it. I feel like people get down on Wings. I really have a soft spot for Wings. And fun fact, this was not the only Wings song to make an appearance on my Spotify Wrapped, which I don't even really know what to make of.
I think you really like Wings.
I guess so. And also, when I was a kid, my dad would sing this song to me because he said that Jet was a nickname for Bridget. It is not. That song is not about a girl named Bridget, but I believed that when I was young.
I could see it would be appealing to think that it was, that Paul was just singing to a girl named Bridget.
Yeah, it really was. And so it's a song that has it's I'm almost embarrassed that it's as high as it is, but you know, what can I say? I like wings. You know what? And I got two wing songs on the Spotify Wrapped, and I'm not ashamed.
Yeah, nothing to be ashamed of. It's a pandemic. Do what you got
to
do.
It's a pandemic. Listen to as much Wings as you need to get you through this pandemic. Listen to whatever you want. Like, don't be ashamed of your Spotify Wrapped. Listen to whatever you want in this pandemic. Whatever you need to get you through. My number three song on Spotify Wrapped, is another TikTok classic, Nobody by Mitski. That was a little bit of a TikTok meme. And again, I'm kind of grateful for TikTok as I've gotten into it as a platform. Like, I feel like I hear new music all the time that I wouldn't have heard. You know, being someone who is, we'll say, a bit older than the typical TikTok demographic, getting insight into different kinds of music has been really interesting. So, yeah, of my top three, two of them are definitely TikTok algorithm chosen for me.
You have to give me some tips on how to use TikTok, because mine is entirely animals, which, like, I like animals. I like funny animal content, but I'd like something else in there, but it doesn't serve me any music. How do you get it to serve you music?
I don't know. I guess the algorithm gods have chosen me to get Doja Cat all the time on TikTok. So a couple of other things to note from my Spotify Wrapped. One is that I was definitely on my Black girl feeling myself shit. A very overrepresented person on my Spotify Wrapped was Megan Thee Stallion, specifically Megan Thee Stallion's Thought Shit. And I remember, I don't know if this is weird to say, when There Are No Girls on the Internet won the Shorty Award for our miniseries on disinformation, that was really when Megan Thee Stallion's Thought Shit creeped into my Spotify plays more. She has this line where she says, "Bitch, I'm the shit," per the Recording Academy. And when we won the Shorty Award, that really was like a line that I identified with as like, oh, we also are the shit per a Recording Academy or a
Shorty Academy.
A Shorty Academy. Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, still an academy.
And it really makes sense because my, according to Spotify Wrapped, the mood for my music that I listened to in 2021 was confident and bold. And so I think I got Megan Thee Stallion to thank for that. Let's take a quick break. Hey ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It is crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or your community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together, we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together. Hi, it's Bridget Todd, host of There Are No Girls on the Internet. Listen, technology has made our lives easier in some ways, but it's also made us homebodies, scrolling mindlessly. Well, you get the point. Let Rails to Trails Conservancy unstick you from home. When you get out on a trail and get to walking, you'll feel so good. Trust me. You'll see that being out on the trail is so much more than a day outside. It's good for your soul. Get ideas for getting outside on the trail from Rails to Trails Conservancy, the nation's largest trails, walking, and biking advocacy organization. Visit railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails. Y'all know I love the internet, but a sad truth about it is that it can be a scary place, especially for women, people of color, and trans folks. We've talked to people on this podcast, whistleblowers, activists, and advocates who are making technology safer, who then become targets for doing that work. But the truth is, it can happen to any of us online. That's why I personally use and recommend Delete Me. Delete Me finds and removes any personal information you don't want online and makes sure it stays off. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and use promo code NOGIRLS at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and enter code NOGIRLS at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/nogirls, code NOGIRLS. So in 2024, one of my goals is to finally get serious about my finances. It's been kind of a big emotional thing for me. Thinking about money historically has caused me a lot of anxiety and stress because I have a lot of trauma related to money. And if you can relate, if that sounds like you, check out Fearless Finance. Fearless Finance provides on-demand, comprehensive financial planning by the hour. It's a new way to get financial advice without all the headaches, high fees, and commitments that come with traditional financial advisors. Fearless Finance planners don't sell anything. No used car salesman vibe here. And that means no concerns about being sold something just for the commission that it earns a rep. Their planners meet you where you are on your financial journey. No judgment, whether you're looking to buy a house, optimize your savings, or just want to make sure your finances are okay. They can answer your questions and help you achieve your goals. No question is too small, no problem is too big. Fearless Finance is making financial advice more affordable and accessible. You meet with your planner virtually, and they charge by the hour. Visit fearlessfinance.com today to get started. You can chat with a planner for free to make sure it's a good fit. And you'll get $50 off your first planning meeting when you use code GIRLS. And we're back. Another artist that I was not surprised to see, but makes a lot of sense, was DMX. I was a huge DMX fan when I was a kid, loved DMX. And DMX died in 2021, and I will never forget it. It was a day where I had back-to-back-to-back-to-back meetings and calls and Zooms, like professional meetings, and I got the push notification on my phone that DMX had passed away. And all through these meetings where I had to have my, like, fake Zoom voice on, you know, that fake enthusiastic voice that you do when you're on Zooms and you kind of want to die, but you've got three more. I had to keep that voice on, wanting so badly to do nothing but blast DMX. And I remember when the final call happened at like 6:30, I was like, okay, thanks guys. And then I turned off my computer and I blasted X Gon' Give It To You, which is my favorite DMX song. And so it's not surprising to me that DMX is so heavily in my Spotify rap because I remember when he died and it really hit me hard. And I listened to a lot of DMX, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like everybody in America was listening to DMX after that. Was X going to give it to you in a movie? I feel like...
I know exactly what you're thinking of. It's in an episode of Rick and Morty. That's why you're thinking of it. Was it in a movie? It was definitely... It probably was, but I know what you're remembering it from.
Okay, you're right. It was Rick and Morty.
Another song on my Spotify Wrapped list that I was not surprised to see at all is Daft Punk's Giorgio. That is a song that I deeply, deeply, deeply fuck with. Whenever I have a podcast interview where I want to edit it to bring a certain kind of tenderness or a certain kind of beauty or a certain kind of meaning, I listen to that song because it's a song of a really famous producer basically telling his life story of how he got into music, how he got into producing. And it's so lovingly edited that it's such a good reminder of the power of listening to someone tell their own story in their own words. My whole life, I've always had a thing for listening to someone tell their own story in their own words. And I feel like that was in terms of music, that was a much bigger thing kind of back in the day in the 90s, you know, spoken word. I've always had a soft, if it's someone giving a speech or explaining something with a little bit of like sound design around it, love it. A couple of other examples of that would be Mutual Slump by DJ Shadow, where it's DJ Shadow's then girlfriend is talking about how much she loved. Remember Xanadu, the roller skating? How much she loved Xanadu. Love it. Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen, the Baz Luhrmann thing where he's like, no matter, okay, graduates, no matter what you do, wear sunscreen. Little Fluffy Clouds by The Orb, where it's just a beautiful voiceover of a woman describing what the clouds and the skies were like when she was young. You know, when people make podcasts, if you're doing an interview in the field, you often have to get levels. And so you might ask the subject a question, you know, what did you have for breakfast? So that you can check the levels. And I always, from that song, I always ask, what were the skies like when you were young? And the kind of answers that you get when you ask somebody, what were the skies like when you were young, is really interesting. I was once interviewing a French migrant, and he said, "I never saw the skies. I don't know." And I remember thinking that was such a powerful answer.
More after a quick break.
Hey, ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It is crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or your community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together, we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together. Hi, it's Bridget Todd, host of There Are No Girls on the Internet. Listen, technology has made our lives easier in some ways, but it's also made us homebodies, scrolling mindlessly. Well, you get the point. Let Rails to Trails Conservancy unstick you from home. When you get out on a trail and get to walking, you'll feel so good. Trust me. You'll see that being out on the trail is so much more than a day outside. It's good for your soul. Get ideas for getting outside on the trail from Rails to Trails Conservancy, the nation's largest trails, walking, and biking advocacy organization. Visit railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails. So in 2024, one of my goals is to finally get serious about my finances. It's been kind of a big emotional thing for me. Thinking about money historically has caused me a lot of anxiety and stress because I have a lot of trauma related to money. And if you can relate, if that sounds like you, check out Fearless Finance. Fearless Finance provides on-demand, comprehensive financial planning by the hour. It's a new way to get financial advice without all the headaches, high fees, and commitments that come with traditional financial advisors. Fearless Finance planners don't sell anything. No used car salesman vibe here. And that means no concerns about being sold something just for the commission that it earns a rep. Their planners meet you where you are on your financial journey. No judgment, whether you're looking to buy a house, optimize your savings, or just want to make sure your finances are okay. They can answer your questions and help you achieve your goals. No question is too small. No problem is too big. Fearless Finance is making financial advice more affordable and accessible. You meet with your planner virtually, and they charge by the hour. Visit fearlessfinance.com today to get started. You can chat with a planner for free to make sure it's a good fit. And you'll get $50 off your first planning meeting when you use code GIRLS.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The more MQLs, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Let's get right back into it.
I have always had a thing for someone explaining something that's meaningful to them with beautiful sound design. It will always be something that like just gets like feels right in my brain.
Yeah, those songs were all like podcasts.
I feel like spoken word tracks of the 90s were the first podcast. No, like write in, let me know what you think. This is my big theory. Spoken word tracks of the 90s were the first podcast. Somebody prove me wrong. Can you give us a little taste of your Spotify Wrapped?
Mine? Oh, no.
Just no. Immediately no.
No, it's, what was on there? I feel like the early 2000s are going to call me and want their music back. So Let's just skip it.
So for better or for worse, that is what my Spotify says I spent my year consuming. And to me, it kind of shows that I was bouncing back and forth between the new, you know, the TikTok-fueled songs taking over my earbuds, and the old, the reliable songs I grew up with that have stuck with me. I think it's a fair reflection of the year I've had. A little all over the place, to be sure, and perpetually caught between looking to the familiar to find comfort while also trying to look toward the future, whatever that holds. So this is where you come in. What was your Spotify Wrapped like this year? And what do you feel like it says about you? Give our voicemail a call at 571-310-1859 and leave us a voicemail and let us know. And you might even hear yourself on a future episode of There Are No Girls on the Internet. That's 571-310-1859. Got a story about an interesting thing in tech or just want to say hi? You can reach us at hello@tangodi.com. You can also find transcripts for today's episode at tangodi.com. There Are No Girls on the Internet was created by me, Bridget Todd. It's a production of iHeartRadio and Unbossed Creative. Jonathan Strickland is our executive producer. Tari Harrison is our producer and sound engineer. Michael Amato is our contributing producer. I'm your host, Bridget Todd. If you want to help us grow, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Hi, it's Bridget Todd, host of There Are No Girls on the Internet. Listen, technology has made our lives easier in some ways, but it's also made us homebodies, scrolling mindlessly. Well, you get the point. Let Rails to Trails Conservancy unstick you from home. When you get out on a trail and get to walking, you'll feel so good. Trust me. You'll see that being out on the trail is so much more than a day outside. It's good for your soul. Get ideas for getting outside on the trail from Rails to Trails Conservancy, the nation's largest trails, walking, and biking advocacy organization. Visit railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.